All right, Chevra, it's always to share a few words on the parish, especially a week where the longer share is all about Elul and Tshuva. We also have to live with the parsha. One of the halachos in Parsha Kitzetze, which I was always pondering, the halach of Shaluach HaKan. The halach of Shaluach HaKan. The halach that if you go and you find eggs or chicks and you want to take them, you have to first shoo away the bird. We all know this halach. But what's so interesting in Salacha is that there's such, in the Torah itself, this tremendous reward, l'man yitav lach v'arach to yamim, yigim yizoche tarichas yamim, because of this act. And more than that, you know, if you really, what's Salacha, so many people, it's just to take the eggs, even if you're not even going to use them, and you put them right back, like really? People, a lot of people do that, obviously the ikkers, you were taking them to eat, but even if you're just going to put them right back. And more than that is the famous Gemara Megillah. The famous Gemara Megillah says that if a person, based on the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Hei, if a person says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagia Rachmecha, a person says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagia Rachmecha, that your mercy should reach the nest of a bird, and so too should be for Klal Yisrael, Mishatkin also, you quiet him. And if you look in the Gemara, there's different reasons for this. But one of the reasons is that we shouldn't think we understand that this is out of mercy, but it's a gzeira. In other words, the Gemara is telling us this is a gzeira. This is something very deep. It's not just, oh, Hashem wants you to have mercy and the mother bird shouldn't see you taking the egg. There's something much deeper here. There's something much deeper here. That's what the Gemara is telling you. Don't say you understand that this is just an act of mercy to shoo away the mother and take the birds. There's something much deeper here. So Kedushas Levi, the Halei Gemara Dichter, definitely found something much deeper here. And gives us an understanding of this mitzvah on a very, very deep level. But a very beautiful level for each and every one of us. You know, there's sometimes in life when something occurs or something's going on, it could be a place we are, it could be a time we're in, it could be a situation, and we have a burst of inspiration, an incredible inspiration. Could be, you know, you haven't been in Eretz Yisrael for a while, you go to the Kaisel for the first time in a while, you just feel the Shechina, feel the presence of Hashem. Could be you're standing in Shul, Kol Nidre night, and you hear this Chazan's Kol Nidre, just hearing those words in the Niggin. La Slichos, the Yisgadal, that first Yom Noraim Yisgadal, right? But all those situations, sometimes the place you're in, sometimes, is what's called this Rusu del El, some sort of inspiration that comes from above. Hashem understands we need a little bit of a pick-me-up. He gives us some situation, some time, some place that is mechazik us, inspires us. But then there's this Rusu del Tata. There's inspiration from below. There's, we could feel closer to Hashem and feel inspired and feel lifted up and feel passionate through our own actions, through our emails, you really put a lot of effort in, you find a chiddush in your learning, and you feel great about your learning, you have a great davening, and you really put everything into that davening. You do a big ma'aseh chesed for someone, when they don't even know about it, but nister, and you feel great about it, and it lifts you up, and you feel like on top of the world, but it's all through your action, through your avodah. It's ruzul tata, your own action, and speech and thought could have an effect on your feeling and your inspiration. Which one's much more chashiv? It's much more chashiv when it comes from you. When it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like a spark of inspiration, but it's fleeting. It's there because Hashem knows you need to be picked up, but then it's up to you to really concretize that and pull it in and build off it. Otherwise, it's going to be gone very, very, very quickly because you didn't do anything to earn it. When you don't do anything to earn it, it's fleeting. It leaves very quickly. When you put in your effort and you build something, it's much more meaningful, much more lasting. Comes the Halei Gemara Dichter says, on a deeper level, that's what the Torah is telling us here. The Torah says, Ki kare kan tzipur. So obviously, Pasha Pshat is when you chance upon the nest of a bird. But Tzipur is also Milashon Safra, the morning. The morning is when things are clear. The morning when things are full of excitement. You look forward to a new day, a new beginning, clarity, behirus. You have hisoris. And where's Kikari Katsipur? You have hisoris baderech. On your derech, in your way, on your journey, through your derech of derech hamitzvos, your derech b'kudecha, your derech Hashem, you have a certain safra, a certain behiris through your avodas Hashem. Oh, the pasuk continues, b'derech b'chol eitz, or through b'chol eitz, pashup shat, right? It's talking about the birds that are in the nest that's on the eitz, but the eitz is eitz chayim. So maybe you had the safra, you had the behirus through eitz chayim, through Torah. Through your Torah, you were inspired. Through your learning, you were inspired. But then you have the following. You have efrochim obeitzim. You have the youth, the little birds. The little birds represent a child which doesn't do much yet to bring in his own inspiration. So you have the aim robetzes al efrochim. I'm just continuing the pasuk. Ve'im robetzes al afroch. You have the mother that's hovering on top of those chicks. What's the mother? In the Zohar, the Shechina is referred to the mother, the Ima Ilah. The Eibishter is hovering over. What does it mean? When we're young and we're not doing what we should to inspire ourselves, you have the mother that inspires us. You have the Eibishter that robetzes al afroch and brings a spark of inspiration. So you have, already at the beginning of the pasuk, you have kan sipur safra through your derech or chaleit, you have your inspiration through your learning, your davening, your avoda, or you have the aim that's rabbeses avrochim. How's the Torah, what's the pasuk ends? Lo tikach ha'aim albanim. Don't take the inspiration from the mother. Lo tikach ha'aim albanim. Don't take that. That's not what you should want. That's not what you should rely upon. We're all waiting. How many people wait? I want to feel Hashem in my life. I want to feel inspired. I want to feel close. Hashem does it for us sometimes because He sees that we need it. But that's not the higher level. Build it yourself. Build the inspiration through your learning, through your davening. Lo tikach ha'aim albanim. Don't take it in that way. Don't take it for the mother just sitting on top of the bird, just feeding from the mother. Without being earned. Put in the effort. Go earn it. Have your sipur from your derech, from your journey, from your eitz, from your learning. Lo tikach ha'aim albanim. And then what's going to be? What's going to be if lo tikach ha'aim albanim? What's going to be if you don't take only and wait only for the inspiration from above, only wait for the incredible shir or the incredible tansing of Simchat Torah or Purim? No. My daily avoda, I gain it from? Laman yitav lach, it's going to be much better for you. V'harachta yamim. It's going to last much longer days. It's going to be there for you always. It's not going to be fleeting. So mamash, you see, it's so beautiful. You see the depth of Torah, the depth of psukim. Every little line of Torah is so deep. We think it's shluch kan, send, throw away a bird. But already Gemara Megillah is saying, no, don't say a gear rachamecha. Don't say that. It's a gzeru. What's the deeper? So Kedush Levi says there's so much depth here. And the depth is in these psukim. We see what the avod of each and every one of us is. Put in our effort. Find the Rabbeinu Shalom through our learning, through our davening, through our Maisim Toivim. And you'll see you're going to be with Him always, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. He wants it. He wants it. And the more you do that, the more He's going to shine upon you. And you're going to feel it from above also, by the way. You're going to have Arichas Yamim. And be Zoichin to feel close to Hashem. Until we're Zoichin to all feel close to Hashem. With the Gila Shechina, with the Gula Shleim, with Mashiach Sekeinu. From Heir Vimeinu, everyone should have a Heiliga, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh
Shabbos Kaide, 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 Shabbos Ka